never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night, just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that work continues on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, especially with Ramadan approaching. He also says the Israelis have promised to evacuate civilians from the southern Gaza city of Rafah before beginning any more wide-scale assaults.
Israel has slowed down the attacks in Rafah. They have to, and they've made a commitment to me, they're going to see to it that there's ability to evacuate significant portions of Rafah.
It's primary election day in Michigan. Some Arab American voters in suburban Detroit are vowing to write uncommitted instead of selecting Biden's name because of what's happening in Gaza. The polls open in about a half hour. Today, congressional leaders will be at the White House to discuss funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown. In less than a month, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial involving Stormy Daniels begins. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg asking the judge to impose a gag order to protect court staff. This is ABC News. The president of France leaving the door open to sending Western troops into Ukraine.
Il n'y a pas de consensus aujourd'hui pour envoyer.
Emmanuel Macron speaking at a meeting of European leaders in Paris, refusing to rule out sending troops in and saying they will do everything needed to keep Russia from winning the war. The proposed merger of two grocery giants, Kroger and Albertsons, has hit a federal roadblock. The FTC has filed a lawsuit to stop the deal, arguing it would cut competition and lead to higher prices. And it may not be long before you might want to think about an early lunch or a late one if you want to hit one fast food joint.
Wendy's will soon test a plan to fluctuate its menu prices based on the time of day, the location, and demand, similar to the surge pricing used by ride-sharing companies raising fares during bad weather or rush hour.
Wendy's Baconator.
That Baconator sandwich could cost a dollar more during your lunch hour.
ABC's Andrew Fuji, it could start testing the idea as soon as next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WISN-TV's Upfront he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What's
return to Milwaukee.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, the last 3-4 games have been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
There's a whole lot more. Brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock, two uniforms and her heart stopped, yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the
you save me the trouble.
Country.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Yeah.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
It's been a wreck, me, we, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby, dying for your touch like crazy, racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk, I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby, dying for your touch like crazy, racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. We'll be right back.
take it slow. And then tomorrow we'll do it all over again. I'm a member of a blue collar crowd. They can never, no, they can't keep me down. If you gotta label me proud. I belong to the drinking class. Monday to Friday, man, we bust our backs. Lift your one of us, raise your glass. I belong to the drinking class. We laugh, we cry, we love. Go hard when the going's tough. Push back, home, push and shove.
Six 6:29. Give you one more day here of some mild weather, and then we're going to cool off for a couple of days, but then right back into the warmth this weekend as the wimpy winter continues. And we're got March 1st looming around the corner on Friday. Wouldn't it be just appropriate that March and April would be like really cold and a lot of snow? Wouldn't that be appropriate? It's not going to happen, but that would be that would be appropriate. Temperatures in the 50s and pushing 60 for this weekend, and even all of next week in the 40s, and even pushing 50. We're waking up to 24. It's going to be a really weird day today. We're going to see temperatures climb to about 57 today, and then that'll happen at about probably 2 or 3, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then the temperatures will start to slip. 2 o'clock, we're going to go from 52 degrees, and by 9 o'clock, it's going to be 21. And the overnight low could be single digits and even approaching zero. So we're going to have a 50-plus degree swing in about a 12-hour span starting this afternoon. So if you got stuff you want to do outside, you want to walk the dog, you want to walk the ferret, you want to walk the goldfish, whatever you want to do, do it before 2 o'clock. It's going to be a little bit breezy out there today. Probably not as bad as we had yesterday. Those winds will be out of the northeast. They were out of the south yesterday, blowing all those leaves into the neighbor's yard, the leftovers anyway. Northeast wind at about 10 to 20 today, so not quite as breezy. But a first half of the day that'll be very nice and very mild, and then some snow is possible. You could see maybe 1 or 2 inches of snow overnight tonight with some of that precipitation moving in. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update now. ABC gets us going.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that work continues on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, especially with Ramadan approaching. He also says the Israelis have promised to evacuate civilians from the southern Gaza city of Rafah before beginning any more wide-scale assaults.
Israel has slowed down the attacks in Rafah. They have to, and they've made a commitment to me, they're going to see to it that there's ability to evacuate significant portions of Rafah.
It's primary election day in Michigan. Some Arab American voters in suburban Detroit are vowing to write uncommitted instead of selecting Biden's name because of what's happening in Gaza. The polls open in about a half hour. Today, congressional leaders will be at the White House to discuss funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown. In less than a month, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial involving Stormy Daniels begins. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg asking the judge to impose a gag order to protect court staff. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns 1 week old tomorrow. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court Friday on child neglect charges. More Americans are falling victim to mortgage scams. It happens when ownership of a home or property is transferred without permission. All it takes to start the process is a fake driver's license or a stolen Social Security number.
The con artist could then take the deed to a bank, obtain a fraudulent mortgage, and walk away with thousands of dollars.
Faith Kimbrough is a local official in Indiana. The FBI says Americans lost $350 million to property fraud in 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked fifth in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, you know, was left for dead 2 weeks ago. Now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying it, is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Council. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers. And it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. Be sure to register for the grand prize, which is a half-day fishing trip with John Carlson of Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips. There's lots of other giveaways, too. See the big displays from Medford Chrysler Center, Restore You, J&A Services, and Northwood Service Center. You can see the full lineup on our poster on our Facebook page.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with
with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
What do you
like? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
For listening.
98Q Country.
6 o'clock, a little earlier start time for that on 103.1 and the Civic Media app. And then we've got Prentice Phillips at home. Get the brain going here. Hosting Spencer tonight. And that game right here, 98Q, 98QCountry.com, Civic Media app. So a doubleheader of tournament boys basketball. We do have Phillips girls tournament action Thursday. It'll be 7 o'clock. They'll be in Ladysmith taking on McDonald Catholic Central. So high school sports tournament time right here this week on 98Q and our sister station 103.1.
Ruff, ruff. Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang at Beast Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Purchase 4 new tires now and receive a complimentary standard alignment. Plus, get money back for qualifying TechNet professional steering and suspension service. Want more? Let BC Auto Repair calibrate your vehicle's best driver assistance systems with their state-of-the-art equipment. During February, receive $40 off this service. They work in all domestics, including light-duty trucks and diesels. At BC Auto Repair, Toy and Recovery, where they bill on real time, not book time. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road 8 on Lawn Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and be sure to say hi to Meatball.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh,
okay.
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock.
Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't come, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And get a break from the break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Right.
fix. New sports to come in just a little bit here, and we'll get your chance to win some fabulous and glamorous gift certificates with our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. Some words of wisdom, though, on what's a warm but going to be a colder and could be a wet, will be a wet Tuesday night with maybe a couple of inches of snow overnight tonight. More on that to come. Focus on the family. This morning, being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
When we're dating, the importance of romance seems very clear. It's intentional and purposeful. It moves the relationship from I'm interested to let's get married. But after the wedding, romance often becomes secondary, and our relationship moves from special to commonplace. Couples fall into routines over time, or more accurately, ruts. They get busy and start taking each other for granted. Little by little, their priorities shift and romantic gestures fade altogether. Eventually, the couple stops engaging in activities that once brought them joy. Every relationship goes through some version of this cycle, but couples who allow it to go unchecked will lose their connection and wind up with a marriage that feels more like a business arrangement than passionate and life-giving. Nurture your relationship back to life by making time for each other. And by that, I don't mean hang out in the same room together doing separate things. I mean engage, cook a meal together, set the dinner table with candlelight and talk about something meaningful. Not work and the kids. Share something personal. Reflect on your dating years. Get in touch with what ignited the spark between you and your spouse in the first place. You can lift your marriage above the mundane. Be creative. Be thoughtful. Find ways to deepen your relationship and infuse it with renewed energy. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban. Letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere. Anytime.
98Q Country.